This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it looks like to regress spiritually. Recently, I was talking about how certain servants of God or people of God in the Bible name would change over time. For example, Abram would become Abraham, which means father of many nations. His wife Sarah would become Sarah, which means princes. But there's one example of a person's name who changed, but it changed for the worse, and that is Naomi. Naomi means joyful, pleasant. But some unfortunate things happened to Naomi, and she was just not able to overcome. First, she lost her husband, and then her two sons. She thought moving back to her hometown would help, but once she arrived there, the people who knew her well recognized immediately, this is no longer the joyful or pleasant Naomi. So life got a hold of Naomi, and she began to regress. In fact, she became bitter. She felt forsaken by God, and she began to ask people, no longer refer to me as Naomi, called me Mari, which means bitter. So rather than Naomi walking further into the light on her journey, she seemed to regress. And so the next time we're struggling to release anger or bitterness or just to move on, let us cling to these words for comfort. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, if you're grieving, know that God is at each stage to comfort you.